Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Snoop Dogg will be a correspondent for the 2024 Summer Olympics. This is going to be very, very interesting. So according to a press release, Snoop is going to explore city landmarks, attend competitions and events, and visit with the athletes and their friends and families. He says, we're going to have some amazing competitions. And of course, I will be bringing that Snoop style to the mix. Let's elevate, celebrate, and make these games unforgettable. Smoke the competition and make the best shine like gold. Peace and Olympic love, you dig?
Is weed legal in Paris?
Googling.
Wait, I think he gave up smoking though, didn't he?
No, that wasn't real. Yeah, that was, he was promoting a smokeless barbecue or smokeless grill or something like that.
Yeah.
It is illegal in France.
Oh, okay. So we don't want to smoke the competition. We want to take a Delta 8 edible competition. Yeah. Something like that.
That's like the one city that needs it too is Paris.
You are not lying.
But yeah, the Summer Olympics start on July 26th. I'm very excited. I feel like we haven't had an Olympics in a while because like 2020 would have been the last Summer Olympics.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So it's been a hot second. It's been 8 years.
Because it got canceled because of COVID.
Right.
Yeah, so very excited. It should be great.
Our boy Coy, he'll be back over there doing correspondence if we want to like try to do something with him.
Coy Wire from CNN?
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
We could go over there and not smoke some weed with him. All right, Dolly Parton, the national treasure that she is, she just granted a bucket list wish for a man who is battling cancer. So she ended up calling up this lifelong fan who, of course, is battling this. And she even surprised them with a little bit of a song.
Well, all right. Well, I hope all of you have a good holiday season. I guess if you ain't feeling too good, it won't be as good as it ought to be. But I just hope this lifts your spirits a little bit. And thank you for letting me be your traveling companion. And I'll continue to travel on with you. How's that, LG?
Oh, thank you, Dolly.
Okay. Well, you take care. And just know that I will always love you.
Aww.
Okay. Well, I should have sung that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, will you?
I will always love you. Oh. I will always love LG.
Yeah.
What a diamond that woman is.
I know.
Oh, sweet.
She's so great.
So that doesn't motivate me to live on. Now I'm like, okay, I can die now.
Yeah. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than this. Dolly just called me and I'm ready to go.
All right, Bert, you are now not the most famous person to use Planet Fitness. That award now goes to Megan Thee Stallion. Planet Fitness just unveiled a new spot with Megan Thee Stallion as the spokesperson.
The landscape of fitness was bleak. Toxic instructors, shady scammers, mother fitness was angry.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Hello, my hot girl.
Enough of this toxic nastiness. So she took her hottie to the judgment-free zone. Welcome to Planet Fitness, where everybody can work out in their own way.
Listen to Mother Fitness.
Where are my legs?
She's
a genie. I don't get any endorsement money for Planet Fitness, but I will tell you that if you're a newbie and you're nervous to go to a gym and you're a beginner, Planet Fitness is a great option.
That's where my husband goes.
It is cheap, mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a great, great option.
When I first started working out, I went because of the whole no judgment thing, and I worked out there for about 5 years, and I had nothing but good experiences.
And it's just $10 a month, right?
Yeah, something super cheap. Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nowadays you might bump into Megan Thee Stallion. So, like, really, like, what's the... It's only pros now. And you might see Bert. Bert or Megan. The squad rack.
I'm not a member anymore.
Yeah.
But I will give them this credit, too, though, because a lot of gyms you go to, LA Fitness, that when you try to cancel, they'll make you jump through a whole bunch of hoops. Planet Fitness is like, see ya.
All right, Selena Gomez is saying that her next album could be her last. This is what I've never understood about artists like Taylor Swift and Beyonce, who just keep putting out bangers after bangers. I feel like I would run out of things to say. So when Selena was like, you know what, I think I got one more album in me, I was like, you know what? Facts. So she was on the Smartless podcast, and in a teaser, she says, I'm ready to chill because I'm tired. I just need to find a niche to settle on, because she's been so successful in acting, singing, and also she runs Rare Beauty, where she's the CEO, and she says she's got one more album left in her. And I was like, that's one more album that I could get out, because after putting out so many, I'm like, how do you find new things to say and in interesting beats to put it to? Mm-hmm. It's like crazy to me.
I never believe when artists say they got one more in them. Never. I don't believe artists actually retire. They tell themselves that, but I think it's always in you.
Yeah, you got to have that creative void filled somehow. Because I know if you're like a songwriter, I know that's how so many people cope with things. But like to me, Selena's always been more of like a pop star. I've always seen her more as an actress. So I feel like as long as she's in the acting world, she'll be good.
She's so sensitive, and she has gone through it, though. I could see her just going, you know what? I just don't want to deal anymore.
Yeah, it's too much. All right, Gen Z is so excited that a convicted murderer is out from prison. I'll tell you about this new social media star on your next Evo's on the Bert Show.
Hey, the Bert Show.